there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. As we dive into Earth Month, I'm excited to share this conversation with a truly unique young man from Ohio. Tellario W. is a teen with a passion for gardening, which is not something you hear about every day. He founded the Garden Club Project in his community to help end hunger and encourage kids to eat healthier. The Garden Club Project grows, harvests, and shares produce with the community and encourages young people to try new fruits and vegetables in order to create healthy eating habits. As Tellario says, all kids should have enough good food to eat to learn and grow. Welcome back, everybody. I'm excited to introduce you to Tellario. He is going to tell us all about this amazing project he started called The Garden Club. Hey, Tellario, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So why don't you tell us more about yourself, where you're from, where you go to school, all that good stuff, and then tell us everything about The Garden Club project. Start from the very beginning.
Okay. Well, I'm Tellario Watkins. I'm 16 years old. I'm the founder of the Garden Club Project, and I go to school at Lincoln Heights. So,
and what state is that in?
Ohio.
Ohio. Awesome.
So I started the Garden Club Project spring of 2020, and I started it with the goal of ending childhood hunger and encouraging kids to eat healthier. I've been practicing this goal, or I'm trying to accomplish it, by going out and donating produce that I grow to local food banks. I've also gone and made seed kits for kids in different schools, different areas, and the McDonald's Foundation as well. And then I've also just gone around and talked to a bunch of kids at libraries and schools and talked to them about eating fresh food, food injustice, and food insecurity.
Absolutely. Well, that's amazing. Well, so first of all, how did this get started for you? Like, where did you even come up with the idea? And then how did you find the space, the sort of green space to start actually planting and harvesting vegetables? And, you know, as a person, as a mom who's always tried to teach my kids about healthy eating, you know, I know that kind of one of the most important things for kids to do is to actually sort of get in the dirt and get their hands dirty and actually see the vegetables and try them. You know, just to get them to try them is often so hard. So how did this all start for you? And have you always been like a healthy eater? Have you always enjoyed fruits and vegetables? Because you would be the first kid I ever met.
I've not always been an enjoyer of fruits and vegetables. My parents sneak them in my food, so, you know, I just kind of built up the tolerance for it.
Right.
So how I started it was, first, I have a business, Tiger Mushroom Farms. I grow and sell mushrooms. And at the time when it was in its infancy, I would go to farmers markets and I would sell mushrooms there. And at those farmers markets, some people, they'd purchase their food with coins made of wood or some plastic. And when I was a little kid, I asked my parents, why are these people purchasing the produce with wood and numbers on them? And so my parents said that, well, Tellario, there are some people who can't afford fresh food or can't afford food at all. So they have to use special currency to buy food for them and their family. And so that had me wanting to do something or help them do it or help them gain fresh produce to eat for their families. And so at first I applied for a grant called Katie's Crops. We got $500 donated to us. And with that money, we grew raised garden beds, and we also grew cucumbers and carrots and donated that produce to a local food bank. And that was how that snowballed into me wanting to help more people and wanting to expand. And I actually have my own community garden right now.
Amazing. And is that at your own home, or is it just space in your community that was sort of given to you to do this?
So I have two pieces of land with gardens. I have one that's beside a church, And that was, we rented out the land for that one. Mm-hmm. And then another one, I had an acre of land donated to me by somebody who wanted to help my cause. Wow. And so we have a high tunnel that we built on that property.
Wow. Tell us more about that. What does that mean? A high tunnel.
So a high tunnel is basically a structure that can help you extend a season of produce. And so we use it really so that it can, we can control or slightly control the weather that's going on inside of our environment so that we can grow more produce throughout the season.
Is that one of those things that you might see that has sort of a plastic roof over it that's kind of rounded usually?
Yes, yes. That is definitely how you describe it.
Right. Amazing. Well, it's so nice that someone donated an acre of land for your cause. I think that's pretty fantastic. And I kind of want to go back to your mushroom business. That's sort of amazing. So how did you start a mushroom selling business? That's really an unusual thing to hear a teenager tell you. So start there for me. Like, where did that spark for you?
So when I was 7 years old, I went to my first Cub Scout meeting.
Okay.
And the subject for that meeting was growing your own produce, or growing your own food, basically. You have to take care of two plants, catgrass and basil, from seeds. And while I was growing that produce, or while I was growing the plants that they had given us, I had, one, become interested in growing anyway, like our gardening, because I got to water and see it grow from sprout to full grown. So the basil, my mom had took the basil and had made a pizza, or put it on pizza. So I ate the pizza. The pizza is good. My mom's cooking is amazing. And then, so I got to not only plant my own food, but watch it grow and then eat it. And so that had gotten me inspired in doing this again, doing more of this. And so because of that, I decided that I wanted to grow more produce. My parents, however, it was winter at the time. My parents didn't want me to have a bunch of equipment to grow produce and then forget about it the next day. And so we decided that we would have to do something that would be minimal. And so at school, one day, I read a book, and it talked about growing mushrooms. And so I talked to my parents, hey, how will we grow mushrooms? And they said, okay. And so we got a kit, a mushroom growing kit from Back to the Roots, and we then grew our first batch of mushrooms. And that had gotten me interested in growing mushrooms. And so we continued growing different mushrooms, different mediums, which is like where you grow the mushroom out of. And then we just started growing some of the mushrooms that we had to sell. And so we started a business.
That's incredible. Obviously, that's very unusual for a young person to be interested in growing anything, right? But also to, you know, and I just love your, I'm sure there's more to the story, but for you to say to your parents at the age of 7, like, huh, I just want to grow some mushrooms. And they're like, okay, let's go buy a kit. Like, it just really speaks to, this podcast is for young people, but I hope it's also for adults to listen and to be inspired and to help kids to find their passion and their purpose through meaningful service, right? And I just love that you were encouraged to follow this interest and this curiosity and this passion that you developed at a pretty young age for gardening. Tell me more about the sort of teaching kids or educating kids about healthy eating. Do you go off into schools? Do you bring kids to the garden to learn? Do you bring produce for kids to try? Like, how does that piece of your nonprofit work?
Actually, recently I had my dad's cohort. My dad, he teaches a STEM program, and our after-school STEM program. And he had some of his kids come out and help me with my garden during his summer program. And so I do have some people that come out and see the garden, pick their own food up, help me garden. Also, teaching, I go to churches, libraries, and different schools to talk about my story. And also talk about one time I wrote a book and I talked about that as well. And then, so I usually just talk about food injustice, food insecurity, and I make the awareness. I want to grow awareness so that more people know about it, right, and are able to help out in their own ways.
How did you learn about, there are some tools of the trade of gardening, right? Like, you have to make sure that you don't get the bugs infesting your vegetables, and it has to be watered a certain way. And if if there's a little bit of a dry patch, and how, not too much water, like, how did you learn all of that stuff? Did you just read a book about it, or someone taught you? Did you have any mentorship?
I do have mentorship. A lot of it, some of it was from trial and error, but as well, I did have mentorship. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but the Gangster Gardener was one of my mentors, and he, that's the name he goes by. And he helped me with gardening, he actually inspired me a lot in doing what I'm doing right now. Mm-hmm. He usually goes out and turns like, or he'll turn like abandoned little patches of land into full grown gardens.
Right.
And it's just very inspiring to me.
Sure.
Yeah. But a lot of it also was from like trial and error, going out and actually trying to do it, and then seeing the feedback or the blowback of it, and then and adapting to it
of course.
Changing what we have to do in order to succeed.
Right. Well, I mean, clearly you just have an interest and a talent for this. You know, not many kids are really that interested. And it also takes a lot of patience, right? You know, you're planting a seed. You're not going to see that cucumber for a while. You know, so we have this instant gratification society that just wants, we want what we want today. But gardening really is just such a, it requires so much patience. And you just have to believe and do the right thing, do all the right steps. And eventually, you will have, there will, you know, the fruits and the vegetables will come up, but it's not an overnight thing. So it is unusual to find a young person who's interested in gardening. I think that's really special.
Yes.
Well, I'm wondering if you have any interest in going into farming or agriculture or studying this at a higher level as you get older. I mean, this just seems like such a big part of your life. I'm curious what you're going to do with this as you get older.
Yes, I want to be able to expand my knowledge, obviously, and I'd be able to turn this into something that can help more people widespread.
Mm-hmm.
Spread my awareness, spread other people's awareness about the situations that's going on in communities that they might not even know about.
Right.
Because I know a lot of people drive by what's called a food desert, which means that there's no produce or fresh produce that can be given or a grocery store.
Yep.
It's all fast food. And so I would want to spread awareness of that fact and make people aware that what's going on in the world or what's going on in their community can be solved because they're seeing me do it.
Right. Absolutely. Do you live in a community? I don't know much about your area. Do you live in a place where there are a lot of food deserts? Is there, do you think that in terms of the geography of where you're from, is that an issue? Is it hard for people to get fresh produce and to get to the grocery store? Is it sort of a little more of a rural area?
I live in the suburbs, but a rural area isn't very far from me,
mm-hmm.
and I can easily drive down and see a food desert a couple miles from where I live. And so close to me, there's a food desert. And
on the flip side, I live in Manhattan, right? I live in New York City, which there are lots of food deserts here in this community because people can't travel and there's no grocery store for them within 20 blocks. So they literally can't walk to a place where they can get fresh produce. And that's, you know, their only food is sort of like fast food that comes out of the, you know, restaurants or the bodegas on the corners. And it's really unhealthy, you know, and that's a real problem zip code by zip code in a city like New York. And so you'll find, and unfortunately, because the buildings are on top of each other, you know, unfortunately, there's not a lot of green open space where people can create gardens. So anytime there's this tiny little patch of grass and someone wants to create a garden, you know, I think it, you know, the city tries to encourage that. But yeah, it's a really wonderful thing to try and teach people a little bit more about food insecurity and hunger, because I just don't think everyone understands that there are hungry people in every single community in our country, in every corner. It doesn't matter whether it's rural or urban or suburban, you know, there are hungry people everywhere. And, you know, growing your own food is one way to, you know, potentially help people to fight that and to be healthy. So I really applaud what you're doing. It's really fantastic. Well, Tilerio, can you tell everybody how people can learn more, follow, perhaps get involved in their own communities, reach out to you, ask how you did all of this if they want to do it in their own areas?
Yes. So I have a website, tigermotionfarms.com, which should have my social media. So go follow. And then, yes, Back to the Roots is a great place to start if you want to grow mushrooms. We're trying to get our own kits as well set up with Tiger Mushrooms Farms. And then the Garden Club Project as well. That's social media as well, the Garden Club Project. And then Tiger Mushroom Farms is our social media.
Amazing. And that's Tiger as in Tiger the animal? Tiger Mushroom Farms? Yes. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing this with us. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who's doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.